if anything is amiss or things are not going well within local authorities, let the minister have the power and authority to discharge his mandate to put things right. I know we have been talking about corruption, but in the eyes of the majority, corruption has been fixed on ZANU-PF, on government, and we have been letting our eyes not see what the local authorities were doing.
But we see that right now, Mr. Nkomo, the local government minister is at loggerheads with local authorities over various issues. So people are now saying that, in fact, the minister wants to have more power to actually fire or maybe suspend local authority officials.
Whatever it has been, it's got nothing to do with what is at hand. If the local authority is not doing justice to the constituencies or to the people that the councillors lead, he has got the right, in my view, to look at what they are doing. If they are not doing what they should be doing, I think he's got the right, or they should give him the powers to fire or do what is right.
But at the moment, indications are that the constitution does not allow that, and only the people have got the electoral mandate to actually do that kind of work in terms of councillors. So how does the minister come in then?
That's the beauty of democracy. Democracy demands that where it is felt that there should be changes, X should be changed, constitution should be changed, let majority exercise that mandate.
And do you think that this bill is going to pass in parliament?
In my view, it's going to pass.
Why?
You know what majority means. The majority rules. End of story.
You are literally saying that ZANU-PF is dominating parliament and nothing can happen.
Yes. If they are in majority, what they decide and agree on carries the day.
And is that democracy, Mr. Nkomo?
That's democracy. Democracy, it means that those that are in majority can dictate the terms. If you want to undo the democracy, I can't see how you can undo democracy.
But some Zimbabweans are saying that is typical dictatorship, isn't it?
Are they in majority?
What's your opinion?
If there have to be a referendum, let be a referendum and let's see who wins in the referendum.
So is it that government should actually focus on this bill instead of some issues that are affecting the country? Most people are saying this is a waste of time.
True as it may sound, there are a lot of challenges in the country. But given a situation where government has got to face that particular challenge, it's got to exercise that mandate in terms of majority.